News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Two members of the same family died last evening when the car in which they were travelling collided with a lorry in County Mayo. And Father John Durkin, parish priest of Kalasha in County Mayo, joins us. Good morning to you, Father Durkin. This is devastating news for the locality.
It's terrible, yeah. And you know, this isn't the only accident that happened in recent times here. There was an accident involving five very young fellas recently. And there have been many others which maybe didn't get a lot of coverage. But in the last month, there have been six or seven that I have come across and heard of.
And I'm sure that that only adds to the distress.
Yes, it adds to the trauma for everyone. And it's, you know, when I heard it, I thought it was somebody that I might have known very well because she was going that road with her child. And in fact, I was certain it was her until I found out afterwards that it wasn't. But still, it was somebody. And that's the terrible thing about it, you know.
No, absolutely. And obviously, the names haven't been released of those. Caught up in, but nonetheless, as you say, a young woman and her daughter, and it does seem very tragic indeed. Have you been speaking to locals?
I have been speaking to locals. I was speaking to a woman who lives right beside where that happened. She was actually the chairperson of the pastoral council, and she was saying it was horrific. It was really horrific. And somebody belonging to her had been in an accident not too long since ago. So it only brought back all the trauma to her as well. You know, you can imagine.
I have no doubt. In terms of the community, I suspect we often hear at times like this that people are very good, that they're
very good. Yeah, you know, they were there and willing to help anyone with anything that was needed and all that kind of thing. And I have to thank the Gardaí and the emergency people and all those, the fire brigade and all the ambulance staff and that. I have to thank them because they have to deal with that regularly and it can't be easy at times, you know.
No, I have no doubt that it isn't easy for anybody involved. Communities tend to rally. Do you know, Father, will there be a vigil or how the community is going to respond now to this?
Yeah, we plan to have a holy hour in the church, which is right beside where that happened. We plan to have a holy hour there in the near future. We have had holy hours. And strangely enough, on a Sunday evening about a month ago, we had a holy hour in the church and we prayed there for an hour. And one of the very specific things I prayed about was road traffic incidents and accidents and that. And that same evening in Swinford, then the five young lads got involved in a horrific car accident. It was horrific, that one as well. And so we'll do something like that in the near future. That's what we're planning to do.
Okay. Again, as I say, the names have not been released of those who were killed. But do the community are aware, I would imagine, of who they are. Do you know anyone who knew them personally?
I do, yeah. I do know one person who did know them fairly well. Yes, I do. And of course, for them, it's terrible altogether, you know.
Look, our sincere condolences to the family and indeed to the community. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Father John Dirk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.